Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The bad is my chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. Here's a beautiful Tuesday. This is officially the second week of being back on the late night tip. It's definitely, man, it's kind of crazy. It's almost like having ultimate power. But anyways, man, I'm just very glad to be back. And it's time, and it's kind of really fun, man. You know, a lot of people know me, start out me, know me for having my shows at this time of night, or even later at some point in time. So it's a pretty good time, and I'm very glad to be back at this time. I can say big ups to other ladies who actually, this is my last Tuesday show. And next week, we'll start our first show probably on Tuesdays, and that's with the Power of Three, CP3 Radio. Those are actually the hosts. They actually had this show called Clearing Up the Dark, and now they've evolved into this new show, which will bring it over to the dust spot. So I'm very excited to have them on over here in the show, and just seeing what they got planned or whatnot. So yeah, definitely Alex was on tune in for that. Now I got extra surprise for y'all too. I'm starting next week. Will actually be happening to where y'all will be able to have to hear the show for 2 hours every show. So every show is going to be 2 hours. So y'all definitely be on the lookout for that. Oh, that's another chance it took, man. All right. So we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to play our tracks today, which is by my boy Alante, and this track is called Anchors versus All Propellers. This is off his new EP called Good versus Evil. Definitely check it out. Here we go. This is Good versus Anchors versus Propellers by my boy Alante, and we're right back on Life at Dust Live, in which today's topic is how to get laid for Valentine's Day. And you're gonna find out what that's all about. You know, me sometimes I'm kind of tricky with my titles and my shows. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
shot to V and J, I usually take that to the face, as I try to cover the stains in my life of yesterday. I can't outrun my past, so we jogging every day, and I try to get ahead when the devil takes a break, but he must be clocking double shifts, hanging out with the friends I'm with. Hey, talk this pill, dude, come on, man, all of it, or at least swallow it, mind in the hollow pit, won't remember none of this, cause in the morning I'll be sober, and more than likely hungover, and I'm not trying to deal with you everyday jokers, lazy ass owners with no dreams, looking for more green, probably what's most to drop, but I'm on my own team. Probably what's most to drop, but I'm on my own team. Probably what's most to drop, but I'm on my own team. Yeah, I told my mom I wouldn't give in to the pressures of the world. All I wanted was to fit in and find a special girl. Benefit up on my image, so I'ma show the world that I'm headed to the top where I'm meant to be. Yeah, sometimes I feel like it's just me and you, and the truth. Nothing in between us, so we always felt like winners do. Don't mind the haters, they might sub-zero finish you. Drop you up some pieces and serve you up to the bitches, dude. It ain't about the dough, it's all about who has control in a supernatural world. Just look out for them demons, though. So when you feeling down and tip me up, I got you, bro. From the fake niggas you hit with, had your ass in the ground. Quit, now your whole life, they swallowed it. All because you didn't have the proper steps to follow in. You should really take the advice from the Chicago win, cause I've been through a lot on my journey to the top, till I'm home again. I told my mom I wouldn't give in to the pressures of the world. All I wanted was to fit in and find that special girl. But instead I found my image, so I'ma show the world that I'm headed to the top where I'm meant to be.
That was Anchors versus Propellers with my boy Alante right here on Life That Does Live. This is the new, well, not so new to me, y'all. This is Rebecca, the late night tip. And today's show is actually pretty crazy. This is How to Get Laid for Valentine's Day. Now, y'all know me. I'm pretty sick of my titles of my show sometimes. And sometimes everything's not quite whatever that laid out to be. Now, and some of the stuff will help you get laid on Valentine's Day, but some things are just easy things. This is just to put yourself in good graces, so to say. And as well as, I'm going to kind of chop up how to enjoy Valentine's Day even when you're single, because I'm so tired of the people that's so bitter around this time of year because they're single, and they're like, oh, I hate this time of year. It's like, it's getting old, like, come on, like, I understand, like, when I'm single on Valentine's Day, I'm not sitting around pouting. It's like, I pretty much, I think if it's a day of love, then enjoy in the day of love. That's me have to have someone next to you and go, oh, I'm so in love with you. Love yourself. Gosh, darn it. I understand how people miss that little fine point. But anyway, one of our fine sponsors is going to help. I'm going to help you guys get in the mood for Valentine's Day. Here we go.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for our fine sponsor, Singing Old A. Put it in your mouth. But anyways, man, as far as this is going to one of the first things as far as Valentine's Day. Stop. One thing to definitely put yourself in the door and really make a really big impression on chick. Stop getting these gifts that are the same crap. But and when I say that is don't just go down and go get a bear and some candy and so if you for me, I ain't part of personally everyone puts too much emphasis on Valentine's Day and forgets the other 364 days of the year. But if you're going to pick it to this day, at least do it right. Stop with the candy, with the generic candy and the generic bears, all that crap. Stop doing it. Get something more personalized. You guys, the girls like nothing more than you to get them something personalized. I've helped people do this for years, upon years, upon years. And they have came back, and they have thanked me because they have listened to what I have told them. So trust me, when you do this, you'll be good. Stop running around just going like, get something that's much more personalized. Girls have the fact that you actually do something that had a thought process to it. And they're like, oh, you got this because of this. Oh, they really eat that up. Like, just taking them chocolate and all that. Some people are very simple, so they're like, oh, okay, I can take that. But other than that, stop doing it. Like really just put people over the top. Do something that's just special and something that takes the thought process. Now, I can make a comment because I remember this was a big, big debate on Facebook like about 2 weeks ago. Let me go ahead and put something out there right now. Valentine's Day is not just about the females. It is a day about love. So why can't the guys get the love too? Stop winning the world and you give him Rhode Island. It just drives me nuts. Like, all this girl's like, I'm giving him a top, but he better show me, give me a diamond bracelet, all that stuff. And I'm sitting here looking at this stuff like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Like, and one girl was like making this comment saying that the reason why Valentine's Day should be all about the female because they had to carry you for 9 months, you know, baby mama drama, all that other great stuff. You know what? Forget it. I'm on the side of the stupid stereotype that everyone thinks that it's just baby mama drama. The baby daddies go through it too. So I know that the press and everything puts you guys in this illusion. Of such, but you know, we had to definitely put it out there and put it the right way. Now, another way to definitely do your Valentine's Day. Stop, I guess it goes back to what I just said, pretty much most of what I said. Stop making it all about you. Like, one of the things I can say too is not just the gifts, so you're going to go do something, make sure it's something that you both love to do together. Like, for instance, I know a lot of girls who are like, oh, my boy's going to take me to go see Trey Songz. Oh. Now, if he doesn't want to necessarily see Trey Songz, of course, make that sacrifice so he can get lucky. But, ladies, let's take the time and think about this. Let's think about, okay, what is he like? What I like? What are we both like? Or come to a somewhat general consensus. Make sure that the date is something that you both would love. That simple. Which is why a lot of times people go out to eat because, hey, you go out to a fair restaurant that you both love. There's really not going to be no discrepancy there. So just also remember, stop making it all about you. Make it about a team effort. You know, it's a team effort being done. Both parties will be happy. Heck, you both are doing the same. Then when you both were trying to do the do later on, then you both be on the same page because you've been proving all day that, hey, let's be on the same page. So, there you go. Trust me, you said the same page. You have a good night. Now, here goes my favorite thing. Okay, now the single people. It goes back to what I just said about just love to stop running around being bitter. Now, what I do, I jokingly call it anti-Valentine's Day, but I really do show a lot of other people. I don't disrupt the couples. I don't sit there bitter or whatnot. Whatever I'm single on Valentine's Day, I pretty much, what I do is I go treat myself. Treat yourself. Go watch a brand new movie you want to go see. Go out to eat. Or sometimes go, some of you think it's lame, but go out with other people who are married, single, that want to just hang out. Heck, sometimes that's a great idea to do because, heck, that's the other part about it is, it's not necessarily that you want to have someone that you can get laid by on Valentine's Day. I think that some of y'all get bitter because you're alone. And sometimes Valentine's Day is about being around friends or being around people who are like-minded. So do something simple like go treat yourself up to eat. Like one year I went to for Valentine's Day, I took myself out to Red Lobster. Yeah. A lot of y'all go out on dates to Red Lobster. I treat myself out to Red Lobster on Valentine's, so need y'all to step it up. So just treat yourself. Stop worrying about what everyone else is telling you what has to be done in order for it to be a perfect night. Trust me, you do it this way, you'll be happy. Or go buy something that you really wanted. Anything along those lines. Now, here goes my other favorite part. Guys, don't do this. I know some of y'all are trying to get out of getting gifts. Don't sit here and try to be slick and break up with your girlfriends or your girlfriends right before Valentine's Day and then try to hook back up with her just because you don't want to get her a gift. All right. That goes to the females. Don't just get hooked up with these guys. Because some females out here are really desperate, so desperate to get something on Valentine's Day, they hook up with any old person just so they can get a gift. And then they break up and say, oh, they're not really interested after Valentine's. So, Y'all wrong for that. Y'all know y'all wrong. Now, that's the thing about Valentine's Day. Make sure that if you're going to Valentine's Day, if you're going to do this, if you want to have sex, stop acting like you don't want to have sex. There's nothing more nuts than when a female or a male pretend like they don't want to have sex on Valentine's Day because they're trying to prove some point like, you got work. You just trying to do all this so you can get some. No, stop it. It's just crazy. It's crazy talk. Like, y'all got to come out for this, man. All right, so what we're going to do, going to give you a little update, a couple of updates of what's going on for the rest of the week. We got tomorrow, that's when we're going to have my girl Sharice Ross, who's part of Dust of Our Model Group. She'll be on the show. And then Thursday will be part two of the Digital Music Age, which, man, last Thursday, that show was so crazy. Yeah, definitely y'all come check it out. You want to see Crazy at his best, come check that show out. We definitely had a very great time. We're really debating a lot of great stuff on there. So definitely check it out. And Thursday shows will actually be earlier. So you'll catch the Thursday shows. This Thursday show is going to be at, we're going to make it at 8. No, we'll make it at 10 today. On 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Thursday, too. But starting from now on, all shows will be earlier. And that will be coming on at around 9 p.m. So you'll definitely be on the lookout for that. That'll be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll start coming on every Thursday at that time. All right. So we're going to come to a close in a bit. So mind you, some of the updates coming over on the Dust Fight. Go check it out. You know, what I actually did, wow, this is, like, so hard for me. I actually decided to release my site to some other big critics, fellow meme creators, and see what they thought. And, oh, my God, when I tell you, some people gave me some people were pretty nice and some people were pretty harsh. It helped me mold my site to what it is as we speak right now, which is a lot more simplistic and a lot more cleaner image and whatnot.
it very much so helps get the point in. It's more concise about what the site is about. And I very much so appreciate them for that because they didn't, I don't think that they didn't realize that I would take in this stuff and so easily and apply it so quickly. And that's one thing about me is, like I was telling them, when it comes to people, I listen. And not only do I listen, I apply what you tell me. So I'm going to always agree with everything everybody says, but for the most part, you tell me something, I'm pretty much going to listen. Because I put it out there for suggestions, obviously. So that means, obviously, I want to see what people have, like, other ideas to bring to this whole entire ordeal. Because this whole, like I said, from day one, this site is not just about me. It's about a collective bunch of ideas put into one place. So I'm just very glad that they had that help. I'm very glad they had the members that are making it this flourish the way it is. All right. Shout out to my girl Lady Drea that's in the chat room, live chat room, and Madison Media is in the live chat room. Very much so appreciate y'all for coming through. I'm in the ones to the show, various other networks. Thank you. If you're also listening on iTunes or whatnot, thank you as well. And if you miss any parts of the show, you can check it out in lots of different places. Heck, if you Google Life of the Dust Live, you'll pretty much find it. You can actually go to some of the few sites I can name on the top of my head. You can go to the Dust Spot. That's DUSKSPOT.com. You can check it out there on the Life of the Dust Live player. You can check it out on Madison Media Network, Radio Network. Go to Madison 2 Media. That's the number 2. Madison2media.com. Go there, click the radio network option, and it'll actually show you all the shows. And you also listen on iTunes or type in Life at the Dust Live, and then show you all the shows in there. And like I say, you can Google the show, find a lot of things there. All right, follow me on Twitter. It says Cedy J Dusk. That's CedyJDusk. You do the same thing on Facebook to find me. And make sure you like our Facebook fan page. That's The Dust Spot. That's TheDustSpot. All right, we're rolling on out. And a reminder, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. About to roll out, and in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.